Well, 3 minutes are just too short to describe this machine, really. Because what I also wanted to say to you is that PID, the other thing that they've decided to do at Rocket because they don't want to compromise on the design itself, is that it attaches through a cable into the side of the machine. You've got to be very careful when you actually put that on because the machine has to be turned off when you make contact with the machine through that little PID. It's a little box with knobs on it, very easy to use, but just pay attention. You can't do a hot plug-in. Anyway, so that done. I leave it on the side all the time because I'd like to see how long it takes for the temperature to come up to the desired temperature that I've set it. And it goes very, very quickly. The other thing I need to say is that when you switch the machine on, it only takes about 7.5 minutes, actually precisely, for that temperature in the brew boiler to be reached. But I would still say leave it on for at least 20 minutes so that all that heat also transfers to the brew head itself. You can also, obviously, before you pull your first shot, just let some hot water run through the brew head so that you know that it's hot. And then keep an eye on the little box next to it to see how quickly actually that temperature that you wanted it to extract at is reached again. And it just takes seconds, literally seconds. The other thing I will say is that steaming, I had to get used to it a little bit because the steam wand is on the left-hand side as opposed to being on the right-hand side, which was I was used to when I used the Rancilio Silvia, and I'm right-handed, so it took me only a day or two to really get used to that. So that's just by the way. The other thing is I really like engaging that lever as opposed to pushing a switch, which again I had to do with the Rancilio Silvia. On the front of it, you see the two displays which show you the bars and shows you it's set at 1 bar for the water boiler. So again, if you keep an eye on those gauges, you know exactly where you're at and where the machine is at for extraction. It's only got one little green light, which is the on and off button. So it really, there's no lights there to disturb you, which I think Rocket were very anxious to keep the design as beautiful and clean as possible. Everything is in stainless steel and it just shines. It just takes center stage in my kitchen. And I'm particularly meticulous about cleaning. So every time I've used it, I just go back and clean it spick and span, ready for the next time. I've extracted 3 beautiful coffees today, and now it's sitting there again, spick and span, ready for the next time I'm going to use it.